let's go to the KRDO Newsline. We're joined by ABC News Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. And Jason, welcome. Happy Friday. Lots going on.
Happy Friday.
Exactly. And Jason, let's start with this. I'm hearing this could be the perfect summer music or the perfect summer movie. It's a musical. It's from Lin-Manuel Miranda, In the Heights. And does it translate from the stage to the screen very well?
Yeah, absolutely it does. In the Heights is out now on in theaters and on HBO Max. This is Lin-Manuel Miranda's first Broadway musical. He did the Hamilton, of course, but he did In the Heights before that. This came out in 2008 on Broadway. And once you see it, I didn't really know a whole lot about it. And once you see it, you go, oh, okay, that's where he got all the Hamilton stuff from. That's where he got the cadence and everything. He was writing like this well before Hamilton. And it's the story of this Washington Heights neighborhood in Upper Manhattan in New York and the Latinx community there and their struggles and their dreams and their aspirations and family. And it's so heartwarming and it's so happy and joyful and nice. And, you know, if you're kind of got to be a musical fan to be into it. But even if you're not, I think the way he writes and the way the people perform his stuff in a more rapping style, it lends itself more to dialogue than it does to music. And seeing it on the big screen, this is the first movie that I saw on the big screen in 15 months, actually in a theater. It's just perfect for that because it's something that I think you want to be around other people to see and experience all that kind of joy and happiness and kind of those summer vibes.
All right, Jason. And cheers to you getting to a movie theater and getting to see that. I know, you know, geographically things change differently. And so in Colorado, we've had movie theater experiences back for a couple months now, but I know they came late to California. So let's talk about one of these new Marvel series that came out recently, something that's getting rave reviews. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Loki is the story of the character of Loki, who is Thor's brother. He is the god of mischief. He's been in all the Thor movies and the Avenger movies as well. And he's played by Tom Hiddleston. And he's been, you know, mostly a side character, kind of a comic relief character, and somewhat of a villain as well in those movies. And now he gets his own show. This is a 6-episode series for Disney Plus. He also introduces the character played by Owen Wilson. So it's Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston together in a good cop, bad cop kind of buddy cop type thing. It's very funny. It's also very weird, and it expands the Marvel Universe even more in just a fantastic way. They've done such a great job with these shows, including WandaVision and The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and this is another one of those excellent examples of what they can produce and how well they can do it.
Exactly. You know, we kind of felt almost like that viral meme of Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia trying to track down on a wall when Loki was a good guy versus bad and kind of that whole trajectory. And is he or is he not alive? And how does this really, is it moving ahead in the Marvel Universe, or is this just kind of a good kind of, you know, entry piece, getting people in, and then it doesn't really carry over to any future plans?
Oh, no, it'll carry over into future plans. It kind of remains to be seen, but it will feed into a lot of stuff like a lot of these things have and like a lot of them will. It will not be a standalone, just take it out and it has no effect on the universe as a whole. This will feed into the movies and then possibly back into another series as well.
Okay, well, something for some of our superhero super fans that we've got here at this station. I was talking to one of them yesterday morning, very early, about Dawn, and asked, you know, what do you think about this new Loki series? He had already streamed it all, so already done it.
Well, there's only one, maybe two episodes.
Oh, it made it easy to do it all. There's only one. They're doing these episodic over on Disney Plus,
okay,
not
so
the
I
giant
dumps. I was really impressed. I guess it wasn't
it'll
as impressive.
Week, it'll be week by week.
All right. Jason Nathanson, thank you again for sharing some of those ideas for us. I think In the Heights might be something that I'll go to see today.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Take care.